Okay, let's get into Yuma Daf Pei Aleph. Yuma Pei Aleph. Today's year will be about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, right? That comes up on today's Daf here on Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph discusses the issues, more issues of Inui and Malacha and the relationship between the two, as we discussed earlier in the parak. But here on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the two of the more well-known chazals come up. Number one, the mitzvah of Tosefes, Tosemes Yom HaKippurim, Tosefes Shabbos. That's here too. That comes up elsewhere in Shas as well. Mosifin Michol Al HaKodesh. And the other chazal that comes up, right, is right in the middle, from Chia Barav Midifti. V'inisim Ez Nafsho Seichem B'tisha. You shall afflict yourselves on the ninth day of Tishrei, v'chi b'tisha misanin, v'alo b'alsor misanin. What do you mean you afflict yourselves on the ninth day of Tishrei? So afflict yourselves on the tenth day of Tishrei. Ela lo malacha, kala ochel, v'shoset b'tishi, to teach us that whoever eats and drinks on the ninth of Tishrei, ma'ala v'akasuv, ki'ilu his'anet shi'i v'asiri. It's ki'ilu, he fasted on the ninth and the tenth of Tishrei. So if we fast on the tenth, and we eat on the ninth, so then it's ki'ilu we fasted on both days. That is the chazal, and that's the source for the mitzvah of having to fast on, having to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mitzvah lechol b'Erev Yom Kippurim. U'laharbos b'se'udah. It's mitzvah to eat and to be marvet b'se'udah. V'asu l'sanos v'inala to fast, for the only weekday of the year that it could be a mitzvah da'oraisa to fast, to eat. The pashtus of the Gemara is that this is a din da'oraisa. A real drasha gemura. It's discussed by the Achronim, but that's the pashtus, that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. What is the svara? What is the tam ha-mitzvah behind this? So that's what we're going to discuss today. Right, so the pashtus of the mitzvah is one word, hachana. Hachana, Rashi right here. Kalocha v'shoseh. V'hachi mashma kra. V'inisem b'tisha. Klomar. Hatkin atzmacha b'tisha. Shetucha l'sanos basara. What's the mitzvah? What does it have to do with the ninth? Prepare yourselves on the ninth so that you will be able to fast on the tenth. Umidavke kra b'lashen inui. Lo malacha. Ryu ki'ilu his'ana b'tisha. But the idea is hatkin atzmacha. Or the Rush, a little different, but basically similar. It says the Rush right here. V'achi pirusho, dekra b'nisa b'zafshol seichem. Chlomar, hachinu atzmachem, b'tisha l'chodesh, l'hischazek ba'achila v'shasiya. Prepare yourselves, strengthen yourselves to eat on the ninth, k'dei laharos chibaso shalalakam baruch hu li'Yisrael, to show Hashem's love. To show Hashem, this mitzvah reflects Hashem's love for us. Ka'adam sheish lo yelet shashuim, like a child who has beloved to their parent, v'gazer alav l'sanos yom echad, and the parent says that the child has to fast one day, v'tziva laha achilo ulashkoso erev yom kippurim, and he commanded him to feed him and to give him to drink on erev yom kippur, k'deish yuchal lisbol, so that on the next day he can be sovel and he can survive properly. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol yemos hashana lo tziva liyisor l'sanos el yom echad l'tovas and l'chaber l'avonosam. We have to fast because it's for our good. The fasting is l'tovateinu. All the other fast days of the year are our fault. They're all midrabanan because they're our fault because we did something. But this is the only day that Hashem says we have to fast, and it's for our good to be bring kapara v'hishirum lecha v'lishos erevatainus. And he commanded us to eat and drink on the erev. U'me'achar shahotzi osa achilev shi balashen inui alma chashivi hi ki inui u'ki'ilu nitzavol al inui shotzi v'asiri v'chei nogu laharbas besuda erev yom kippurim. And that's why there's a minhag to eat and there's a minhag to be marbe besuda on erev Yom Kippur. So that is the rush here in Yuma, again having to do with hachana. Right along these lines is the Meshech Chachma as well in Parshas Noach, where the Meshech Chachma expanding in this idea of the rush on the Meshech Chachma says is on the mitzvah Puravu, Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, Lo Rachoku Lomar. It is not so far off to say. Again, he quotes a principle that's mentioned by the Rishonim in other contexts, but not in this context that he says it, which is a classic Meshech Chachma taking concepts of the Achronim, or even the Rishonim, or even of Chazal, and applying them where we didn't find them. Lo rachoku lomar, hashafatra Torah nashim ipir yivarivya, v'chiva raka nashim, why only men are chayavim in Puravu, and not women, ki mishpatei Hashem, udrachav darchei noam, v'chol nesivosei hashalom, because darchav darchei noam, Tosus quotes this in Yuvam Estafes, and the Rabbeinu Bachai quotes this in Parsha Shmini about the snake being tamei, and not being tamei, and the Sefer Achena quotes this by Tumas Kohanim, and the many others. The Gemara quotes it by the Hadassim, I think, in Lulav HaGazel. So the Meshech Chachma says the Torah's ways are sweet. V'lo amsa al ha-Yisraeli mash'ein b'yecholas haguf l'kabel. And the Torah doesn't force us to do things that we can't survive with. And painful. And we call davar asur lo manatara besuka hayata, k'mo shomer perkal abasar. And as the Gemara says in Chulin, for every item that's, every action that's asur out there, there's one that's mutter. Umishum zeh lo matzanu mitzvah lezanos ragil mechad bashana. That is why Hashem doesn't want to make our lives difficult. There's only a mitzvah to fast one day out of the whole year. V'kodem, and before that day, we have a mitzvah to eat. V'kodem izira v'chiva lechol. And he continues giving other examples that the Torah's life is not to make our life miserable, chas v'shalom, or painful. So therefore, throughout the mitzvahs haTorah, there are no mitzvahs that are inherently painful. And that's why women cannot be obligated in Purvu, because it would go against the definitional part of a mitzvah, which part of its prerequisite is not to be painful. This is all about fasting better and eating to get ready for the fast. The Medrash also, the Rush alludes to the Medrash, but his son, the Tur, quotes the Medrash in full. So I'll read it from the Tur. Again, to get us ready, and also this mitzvah shows how much Hashem loves us, but it also shows how much we love Hashem and how much we want to do mitzvahs. In Tafresh Dalet, that's the mitzvah of Shulchan Aruch of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Tur quotes the Gemara Beferish, and then it quotes the Rush. His father. And then he quotes the mashal that the Rush quoted, but then he quotes the Medrash. Right? This is all a quote from the not quoting this from the Rush, but if he doesn't say this is from the Rush, but it is the he also quotes from the Rush. Umevi b'medrash ma'isa b'shoter ha'ir. There's a story from the shoter ha'ir, from the mayor. Sha'amar la'avdo, k'neili dagim, go buy me some fish. V'lo matzeh la'dag echad, he only found one fish in the whole city. V'nasan bo zahov, and he paid for it with one golden coin. V'ayasham yehudi chayat, and there was a Jewish tailor. V'hosif alav ha'chele lechamisha, and instead he paid five for it. He paid five for the fish, not just one. So he got the fish. V'nishar l'chayat, bo eved al adonav. The eved comes back to the master, the mayor, v'sipar l'kolam, he tells him everything that happened. Shalach ha-shoter achar chayat. The shoter sends after the tailor, v'amar lo, ma malachtecha, what do you do for a living? Amalo chayat, I'm a tailor. Amalo, v'lama kanisa dag shavez zahuv, v'chamisha zahuvim. Why you spend so much money on this fish? V'lo od elosh l'kachtum yad avdi, sheshalach t'dagnoso li. Right. Not only did you pay a lot for it, but you bought it from my Eved, and I wanted it. Hey Shivlo, teich lo eknenu. And he answers, well, how could I not be kona it? Afilu basar, I would have spent double. I would have spent 10. Kedei lo ochlo b'yom kazeh. To eat on this day, shetzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu lecho v'lishtos, on this day that Hashem commanded us to eat and to drink. What else does Hashem command us to eat and drink? V'sha'anu betuchim shakadosh baruch hu yechaper lana avonoseinu. And we're batuach that Hashem will bring us kaparas avonos. So I have to spend as much money as I can. Amar lo imken yafa asisa. I understand he was very inspired by his actions. And he says, you did well. Upatro v'halach l'shalom. And he let him off. He let him off even though he took his fish. But again, that shows how much we love this mitzvah, just like Hashem gave this mitzvah, and it reflects his love for us. So we love the mitzvah as well. There is a totally opposite idea, but it's parallel in terms of the approach of hachana for this mitzvah, and that's in the Shibali HaLeket. Shibali HaLeket, one of the Rishonim, Rav Sidkiyo HaRofe, quotes in mitzvah, in Os Shin Zayin, in his Sefer, Shin Zayin, he quotes, it's a way of preparing, but in the opposite Hashkafa. O yesh lomar shemepnei she'ochel yafa b'erev yom kippurim u'b'yom kippurim misane kasha lo inu yoyoter. Misane kasha lo inu yoyoter. If the contrast of eating a lot on one day and fasting the next day, maybe that'll make it harder to fast. You don't build up to the fasting. So yeah, you prepare to make it harder. That's the Shibali HaLeket. Again, that's a Chiddush Gadol, but that is all approach number one. There is a totally different approach, a second idea that's quoted by the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah. Many point out this Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shari Tshuva, that it's not about Hachana. It's not about Hachana. What is it, Shari Tshuva? Perek Dalid Ostes. Vashenis or Shar Dalad Ostes. Ki Bishar Yamim Tovim Anachnu Kovim Su'uda Simchas HaMitzvah. Yantif has Simchas Yantif and a Chiyuv Su'uda. So every Yantif has Simchas Yantif and we have the Su'uda on the Yantif itself. Fine. On Yom Kippur though, there's a problem. Because you can't have the Su'uda on Yom Kippur. There's a Mitzvah of Inui. So what do? So you bump it up. You bump it up to Erev Yom Kippur. Ki bishar yamim tovim anachnu kovim su'uda l'simcha ha-mitzvah. Ki yigdal v'yisgem ma'od schar ha-simcha ala mitzvahs. Kamo shenemar v'yata amcha ha-nimsu bo ra'isi v'simcha v'chulu. Tachla sholav ala shem lakecha v'simcha v'tov leva. Uba b'nei shat somi yam ha-kippurim. Nischayavna l'kvo ha-su'uda al-simcha ha-mitzvah v'erev yam ha-kippurim. Oh, we're so happy to do the mitzvah. It's a little different. I mean, he also says in Oschest, the previous halacha, but we want to show we're b'simcha, so we have a su'uda relating to Simchas Yantif, but we have to have it on Erev Yom Kippur because we can't have it on Yom Kippur itself. Right? That is the Shari Tshuva. There's a lashon of Tosfos in the Dharam also on Daf Sama Gimel about su'udas Yom Kippurim, but there seem to be two assumptions of this approach, that the su'uda of Yantif, of Yom Kippur, is on Erev Yom Kippur. Number one, that there is a Simchas Yantif on Yom Kippur. That's assumption number one, that there is Simcha. That would be Mechayev a su'uda. And number two, that you could bump it up on Erev Yom Kippur. Right? And it's still shayach to call that su'udas Yom Kippur. Right? You can't have su'udas Sukkos before Sukkos. It doesn't count. You can't have the Seder before Pesach. Right, so how could you have the Suda of Yom Kippur before Yom Kippur? Unless you say somehow that Erev Yom Kippur is a little bit Yom Kippur in a certain sense. So let's go through each of the assumptions. So number one, Simcha. There's Simcha Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah tells us at the end of Tainus. Amr Shimon Gamliel. Lo hayu yomim tovim li Yisrael kechamisha asar ba'av uchu yom ha-kippurim. Right, there weren't greater holidays amongst the Jewish people. Two ba'av and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara has trouble figuring out why two ba'av is a yantif, right? Six different opinions in the Gemara. But the Yom Kippur, we know. Bishlam Yom Kippurim, Mishum de Isbe Slichu Mechila, Yom Sheninu Bo Luchas Achronos. It's a day of forgiveness, it's a day the Luchos were given, the Luchas Achronos, the Beis HaLevi has all drasha, whether that's all one statement, whether it's two statements. But that's the Mishnah. And the Rambam also reflects that there is some simcha on Yom Kippur. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Chanukah. In Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, where the Rambam talks all about the halachas of Hallel. That's in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Chanukah. And the Rambam says, the Rambam holds that all of Hallel is Durabanan. V'lo Hallel shel Chanukah bilvad hu shemidivrei sofrim, ela kriyas ha-Hallel la'ola midivrei sofrim. Against the Ramban, who holds this Daraisa. Certain hallels. But Kriyas HaHallels always, midivrei sofrim, b'chala yamim shekomrenes ha-Hallel, all 18 days that we say the full hallel, it is Durabanan. It is Rabbanan, right? What are those days? 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, 1 day of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos. Those are the 18 days that we say full Hallel. Aval, what about Rosh Chodesh? That's a Minhag. What about the rest of the days of Pesach? That's a Din Rabbanan. What about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? We don't say it. Says the Rambam, Av Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Ein Bo Ein Hallel, Afi Shehen Yimei Tshuva, V'Yira, V'Fachad, Lo Yimei Simcha, Yisera. They're days of Tshuva, Yira, and Pacha. They're not days of Simcha Yisera. So everyone is Medayik. It says they're not days of Simcha Yisera. But it is some days, it is days of Simcha, not enough to be Mechayev Hallel, but maybe enough to be Mechayev Asuda. And therefore, that's assumption number one, that there is Simcha when it comes to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a serious day, but it's not a sad day. We're not fasting because of Avelus. Right, we're fasting because of a different reason. Right, we're fasting to be like Malachim. We're fasting to achieve kapara, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, so that's the first assumption. But what about the second assumption? That's a little more challenging. Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur starts early, right? So that's a little more challenging. But if you look, there are some, you know, hints to it. Right, the Gemara tells us that there is a chiyuv vidui before the Suda of Hafsekas, right? Before Yom Kippur starts. Right, that's the chiyuv. Right, the Rambam says. Actually, before we get to the Rambam, that's what the Gemara says. Right, so the Gemara says you don't want to be a makdim kan of the veshet. We don't want some person to choke before they do vidui. The question is, we don't want them to choke 2 days before Yom Kippur either. We don't have to choke a week before Yom Kippur. Why are we so makbid to do vidui beforehand? Because it sounds like he's already in the world of Yom Kippur, and if he doesn't do vidui, so then he's going to lose the opportunity. Right? It's not like yesterday and the day before. Sounds like Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Warman, both Rav Warman and Oros Yimei HaRachamim, quotes this idea that it must be that if we're already worried about the vidui, it's already a little bit Yom Kippur. It's already a little bit Yom Kippur in some way. The Rambam quotes that in Hilchos Shuvah, right? Even though tshuva and sa'aka yafa la'olam, as yasimei tshuva, that's what it's about. Yafa b'yoser, and Yom Kippur is unique. Rambam says Yom Kippur muzman tshuva la'kol, la'yachad v'la'rabim. Right? Ukeitz slicha u'mechila, ukeitz mechila v'slicha l'Yisrael. Leficha, because Yom Kippur is the time, leficha chayavan ha'kol asos tshuva u'lehisvados b'yom ha'kippurim. U'mitzvas vidu Yom Kippur, she'yaskil me'erev hayom, kodem she'yochal. The mitzvah of Vidya of Yom Kippur starts in Erev Yantif. Why starts in Erev Yantif? The mitzvahs Hayom never start beforehand. No, it starts here. Why? Because maybe he'll be chonik b'su'udi, chonik b'su'udi, kolam she'is vadeh. Right? Maybe he's gonna choke beforehand. Okay, he'll choke. We don't worry about this a week before. It sounds like it's already a shtickle, a little bit Yom Kippur at that time as well. The Chayadim's Lashon in Kuf Mem Dalet, Kivan Shechayev Kol Adam his father's B'yom HaKippurim, Tignu Chazal Ha'aktim HaVidui B'tilas Mincha, Shekfar Mechatzos Hayom, Maschil L'hisnotzeitz Kedushas Hayom. The sparks, the shine of the day is already happening on Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore it can start. Okay, so this is a totally different idea regarding the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So again, either it's Hachana or it's some type of Simchas Yantif Su'uda beforehand. And there are many nafkamina that the Achronim quote relating to this Chakira. Number one, about women. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So there's no Beferish Gemara about this. So one might say if it's a mitzvah of Seishas Van Grama, then there's no obligation because there's no Chiyuv. There's no Beferish inclusion. Or you might think exactly the opposite. It's so obvious that they should be included. Why? Because if they're connected to the fasting on Yom Kippur, right, they're obligated in all those assays, then maybe this is obvious. So that is the suffix of, or the issue brought up by Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger in the Chuvis and Simit Tezayin, Menachas Chinuch also discusses this, Al Odos Bito Acholanit, a girl, Shekol Ochel Mazikla, V'kama Shavuos Kol Mechisa, Call Mechisa Misame Trufa Hashem Yirachim Aleha. Basically, a girl that's having trouble eating. Eating is being mazikur. Does she have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Chalila v'chilu l'alechol v'asher kosei rum she'im lumada v'gam chared l'dvar alokim u'bekoshi tishmalo. Right? If the girl really wants to follow the word of Hashem, and she's not going to listen not to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. Eitzasi likach shamash oshnei shemashim lahagidla sheba igresa mimeni ligzerla gzera chamura. So I tell people that I sent her a letter with gzera chamura shlo tochal shum davar od v'mash regidla bo b'chol yom. She has to eat only what she normally eats. Only what she normally eats. U'be'emes. Then he goes into din zesh lefaneinu ein etzorach loshesh aval ani navoch b'chol nashim habrios. All the healthy women in Chayavas Lechol Erev Yom Kippurim. Defshar Hetayim Peturos. Kamal Bikol Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama. Maybe for a moment. Olo or no. Kivan Dekra Mafik La Balashim Betisha Lacholish Be'erev V'lomar Tekilu Hisane. Since the Lashon is Ki'ilu, you fasted on the 10th, and they have to fast on the 10th. V'tzarech Iyan Le'isapanai. So he says, Tzarech Iyan regarding this halacha. So it could be that it's totally on our issue, right? If it's a din in the Su'uda, the mitin in the Su'uda, maybe there's no makar that they should be chayev. But if it's a din in the hachana, it's getting ready for the fast, and then if they have to fast, then it's very possible that they are chayev. The Torah Tamima says maybe it's even meduyik in the Gemara and Bracha in Beitza and Daf Lamed, where the women didn't listen. The women didn't listen to stop eating on Erev Yom Kippur, right? So it sounds like they were very focused on eating, maybe because it is their mitzvah. Number one. Number two, there's a discussion in the Achronim, the Chemed brings us up in his Barechas Yom Kippurim. Let's say if one is sick and they're not going to eat on, they're going to fast on Yom Kippur anyway. They know they're sick. They have a doctor's orders. They have to eat on Yom Kippur. So do they have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So he says, maybe it's totally on our issue. Rabbi Chiva Chilav Erev Yom Kippur Mishlis Tapek B'Mishiyish Lo Choli Hanofel V'Chayotzei Shebalo Mizman Yodua U'Lufi Cheshbon Zmanu Ubi Yom Kippurim V'Yapi Divrei Arofe Eino Rashoy Lehis Anos. Right, so what do you say? So on the one hand, yeah, if it's in the Suda, yes. If it's in the Hachana, no. Right, the Ksav Sofer talks about this in Arachayim in Kuf Yud Beis. Says the Estei Chemed, okay, in Lamdis it makes sense, but I think you have to eat anyway. Why? Because who says he's still going to be sick? Maybe Hashem will heal him. What, it's beyond the Kadosh Baruch Hu's power? Yisrael ha'achmer, da'aft is manu kavu ala bolo me'acholi l'machar, mikol makom mi yodea mayu lad yom, v'ula yirachim Hashem alav yisrape l'machar, ha'yipalei me'Hashem davar? Eich nifter. Today he has a mitzvah. Who knows it tomorrow? Maybe he'll be healed. Right? So maybe it's not such a nafkamina. And the other direction, the same nafkamina, but it's just in the other direction. What if somebody knows that there's such a good faster that they don't have to eat and they'll be able to fast anyway? Also the same type of chakira. What about what one has to eat? The Minchas Chinuch discusses in Shin Yud Gimel Sifkan Tezvav, Ein Chiyuv Lechopas. Ein Chiyuv Lechopas. Bo Shabbos V'yantif. Because you only find there's a mitzvah to eat. You can eat whatever you want. Eat whatever you want. Well, literally, in his daiti, he says, that's what you would have said. Venira, the kiva the chidim akipurim, nafka moshen inui, efsha lomar de ino yotzi elkin achab erbe kipurim shir kakosevas. Maybe only the size of a kosevas, because it has to be the opposite of inui. The opposite of inui. Okay, but this is the issue. So do you have to eat bread or not? Or do you have to eat meat or not? So it says the Sechemet. Well, maybe it's Tolena Chakira. If it's about Su'uda, he says maybe you don't have to eat bread. If it's about Hachana, maybe you do, because bread is the most mazin and satiating. You might have said exactly the opposite, right? If you say that it's Su'uda, then most Su'udas have a Chi of Su'uda, bread. Right? If it's not, if it's just about Hachana, then eat whatever you want. Whatever you want to satiate. Whatever you want to satiate. Also, the last one we'll mention is, what about... when does it start? Right, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shlach Kadosh that if it's in the Su'uda, maybe it starts from the night before. Maybe it starts from the night before. Right? But if it's a din, meaning the Lail, the night before of Erev Tisha B'Av. But if it's a din in Hachana, then maybe that's too far. Maybe it's not going to be helpful so far away. Okay, there is a third idea besides these two that we mentioned. That is, Rav Soloveitchik mentions this, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky mentions this, and that is, maybe it's a din of Shvisa Nikeres. Maybe we need our fasting on Yom Kippur to be Nikar, that is L'Shem Yom Kippur. So if we eat a lot the day before, and then we don't eat on Yom Kippur, maybe that it's a Kiyum of the Shvisa. It's a Kiyum of the Shvisa. That's what the Rav Soloveitchik was quoting in Hari Kedem. The Yisora Din Shal Achila, Eina Mitzvah Achila, Ela Isser Shal Tainis, the Erev Yom Kippur, Kedeshide Shvisa Nikeres. And Rav Yaakov says the same idea in the Emes Yaakov in Emar as well. Okay, we'll stop here about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur.